tea. And first you take the seed out, and then you cook it. And then you just take this skin off, and you mash it. And that's a lot of the stuff you get in Mexico.
And you put that all in the...
Well, then you'd put that into the sausage, and you'd put perhaps garlic and perhaps cominos. You know what cominos is?
It's a type of pepper, isn't it?
No.
No, I don't know.
Some of the Americans call it cumin seed.
Certainly, I know that.
And you put that in there, and choricos. They have them in the market now, and I love them. But I don't. And they mix that. It's well seasoned with spices, and then you can take that and make scrambled eggs and put that with the scrambled eggs.
Oh, it must be delicious.
It's delicious.
Do they ever cook the eggs by just breaking them and drop them in boiling water?
Oh, yeah, I do that every now and then. I make a poached egg.
How do you do that? Do you have a regular?
Well, I have a regular pan, but I don't do it. I get lazy. Not too long ago, one night, I said, no, I had eaten at noon. I don't want anything. So I had a little iron skillet. I put some water in it. It'd get a little hot and dropped an egg in it, and I just got my pancake and scooped it up. But I have, I put it on toast, but I have a regular thing that holds 6 eggs. You put a little butter in it, put the water underneath, you know. And that's the American way. But when they used to butcher the hogs, then they'd make the American sausage. I don't remember, but that wasn't highly seasoned. And that was, you see them in the store, they're about this long and about this big around. What could they call? Yeah, you see them. They made another thing. I never knew how they made, but I loved it, called head cheese.
Head cheese?
Uh-huh. Hog head cheese.
How would they make that? Did you ever see?
I don't know. But that is one thing that my mother stood out there and supervised. Hog head cheese, and I don't know.
Did you ever hear it called anything else?
What?
The hog head cheese. Did you ever hear it called anything else?
No.
Like?
Head cheese.
I've heard of something like...
Maybe they call it head cheese.
I've heard of something
And once in a while, I used to be able to buy it in the store, head cheese. I really don't know head cheese, if there is another name. I really don't know.
Is it souse? I mean, is that the same thing? Have you ever heard of souse?
What?
Souse. You ever heard of that?
How do you spell it?
S-O-U-S-E, I believe. Sap. Have you ever heard of that? I didn't know if it was the same thing as head cheese or not.
No, head cheese. Oh, it's good. You can buy head cheese now.
Did you make anything from the liver by cooking it and grinding it up of the hog?
No.
What about the blood? Did they ever use the blood in anything?
Yeah, here's a sausage. What is the name of that? It may have the blood in it. Oh, I had forgotten that.
It was a sausage?
Mm-hmm. It was, what was that?
Did they call it blood sausage or anything like that?
I don't remember, but it was good. If you didn't know what it was. What did they call that sausage?
Did they ever make a pudding or anything from it?
Huh?
Did they ever use it for a pudding or anything?
Oh, Lord, no. No, this was a season. What did they call that sausage? Oh, you see, that's where you forget, see?
That's right.
It might come to me at midnight.
Well, you said they made head cheese. Now, as I understand it, that would have a lot of water in it, sort of.
I have no idea, but it was excellent.
Well, did you ever hear them taking the juice from the head cheese and mixing it with cornmeal and cooking it like that?
No. That must be a southern dish, not a border dish.
I think they did it like that and let it get cold and sliced it up and
fried
it.
And I imagine that you get a hold of some of these old families where you live.